I'm Starley Kine, and this is Mystery Show. This mystery is from Andrea. She's a writer. Can you give a little background about what kind of writer you are?
Yeah, I'm like a writer. I don't sell well at all.
Well, her first book sold okay. People magazine wrote about it. Then Andrea's second book came out. It was called To Feel Stuff.
No one read my second book, really. It didn't do well commercially, and it didn't get really reviewed or coverage.
You don't see people carrying it around or reading it?
Never.
Is it face out in bookstores, or is it...
No. I mean, this is the thing where I would go and, like, try to buy it at a bookstore, you know, like, I'd be applying for some kind of fellowship, and so I'd need a copy to send, and I couldn't. I couldn't get a hold of it.
A writer no one reads. There's pretty much nothing less mysterious. But that's not Andrea's mystery.
So, I have a Google setting for myself, because I'm a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. As do I.
It's important.
Yep.
And I got a Google alert one morning in 2008 from this website, and they had a picture of Britney Spears coming out of a restaurant in Malibu. And she's exiting the back door of the restaurant, and there's kind of paparazzi in it. And she's holding this collection of very intimate things,
mm-hmm.
her pack of cigarettes, and then her phone pressed to the cigarettes, and then her lighter. And then she's got my second book. And I just lost my mind. I really went nuts. When I get really, really excited, I don't know what to do with myself. I can't believe I have a body that I have to be responsible for. Like, what do I do? What do I do? And I just started emailing everybody I knew. I don't know if I've been this level of excited that many times in my life.
Were you as excited when you had your baby?
No.
Why? Do you like Britney?
Yeah. A lot.
And this is not just since you saw her with the book.
No, no. I'm sending you this picture right now so you can take a look at it.
I examine the photo of Britney holding Andrea's book for clues. Britney herself only makes up one little corner of the photo. She's walking through the back exit of the restaurant, surrounded by men with cameras. In the photo, Britney is wearing a white dress. This is like one of the pictures that we see of Britney all the time, where she's like coming out of the 7-Eleven holding a slushie or a candy. She's not usually carrying books at all, right?
No. And this she took out to dinner with her. And it was dinner with her parents. They were celebrating her mom's birthday.
And that's her dad?
That's her dad, who's her now legal conservator. He very much kind of manages her life. You know, he's in charge of her finances and in charge of her decisions.
Do you think Britney maybe brought it to dinner with her parents because her parents are always giving her a hard time about not reading enough? Or like,
no.
Not...
No.
That was a very firm no.
I don't feel that way at all. She doesn't look very happy, and this is kind of the era where I think they started maybe discussing the conservatorship with her. So I think she might have been angry with them at this point in her life, and so maybe she was just reading through dinner while her parents tried to engage with her.
So what do you want to know from Britney about your book?
I want to know how she got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really want to know if she liked it. And if she didn't, I'd be open to hearing her critique of it.
So this case boiled down to two things. A book and a person who was seen carrying that book. The person was one of the most notoriously unreachable celebrities on the planet. I decided to start with the book. Was Andrea's book really as unknown as she made it out to be? She wouldn't be the first broad to lie to the person she was asking for help from. Would it really have been that hard for Britney Spears to just stumble onto it?
Thank you for calling the Open Book at the Oaks.
Hi, I am calling about a book.
Okay.
I'm calling about the book To Feel Stuff.
Say that one more time.
To Feel Stuff.
What is it called?
To Feel Stuff.
To steal stuff?
To feel stuff.
Not seeing it.
No?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
I haven't, no.
Thank you for calling the Book World and Fond du Lac. It's Christina. How can I help you?
I'm looking for the book To Feel Stuff.
Okay, To Feel Stuff.
Yeah, To Feel Stuff. It's kind of a weird title, huh?
We've had weirder.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, there were some good ones a couple months ago. Let's see if I can find a good one.
Okay.
Never surrender to a scandal. That's not too bad.
It's so true. Never should.
In Your Wildest Scottish Dreams. The Echoes of Scotland Street.
Oh, is that the same person who wrote the Scottish Dreams one?
No, it wasn't the same author. It was two different ones, yeah. A lot of ladies like to go to Ireland and Scotland to hear the accents and everything.
Uh-huh.
So they think all the men over there are probably really sexy.
Is that your type? Do you like the Scottish type?
I like the accents.
Okay.
But I actually went to Australia, and I had an Irish bartender. That was really fun.
Wait, you were in Australia, and the bartender was Irish?
Yep.
That's a story? You once had a bartender who was Irish?
I don't know what it is about the Irish accent.
Here's a thought. What if you went to Ireland, and then you probably would hear the accent all over the place?
I would die of happiness if I went to Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, that's the dream place to go.
Because of the accent only?
Well, no, I want to see the land, like all the castles and the fairy circles and just a bunch of other things that go on over there, too.
Did you say fairy circles?
And I want to drink.
This is an attainable dream. I think you can go. You went to a much further place. It's much harder to go to Australia.
Well, it was good because my mom actually won the lottery, and we have family up there, so we didn't have to pay so much for hotels, and it was easy to get flights because my parents won the lottery.
Wait, how much of a lottery? Like the big lottery?
They won $1 million on the Powerball a couple of years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah. Me and my ex-boyfriend were sitting with my mom in their couch, and I showed on the TV that there was $1 million winner from Chilton, Wisconsin, and my mom's like looking at the numbers they're putting up, and she's like, hey, those are the numbers they usually play. She actually had got the ticket, and she made us all read through it, and then she called my dad. The first thing that they bought with their money was a lawnmower.
But if your mom wins $1 million and you have a dream.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it's a dream that I want to attain myself, and I don't want to use my parents' money. I want to be able to save for it because I'm an adult.
You're very responsible with your dreams.
Well, you know, if you just ask your parents for everything, and then when they cut you off, you won't be able to do anything for yourself. But you said the book To Feel Stuff by Andrea Segal.
Yeah.
We wouldn't actually have it in the store. Was there anything else you needed?
No. I mean, there's a lot of new things that I have questions about, but you've definitely answered my original question.
Okay.
The odds of finding a bookseller whose parents had won the lottery were better than finding a bookseller who'd heard of To Feel Stuff. Andrea was right. Her book had tanked. I crossed that item off my list and stared at the next one. Find Britney Spears. I quickly eliminated going the official route. Britney's manager said no to an interview. I would have to enlist the help of civilians. You'd be surprised how many people you pass every day on the street who have a hidden connection to Britney Spears. One, it turns out, they're very skittish about revealing. A friend who worked in fashion slipped me the email of Britney's stylist, along with a note that said, "You didn't get this from me." Another friend knew her former bodyguard, who stopped responding to my friend's emails as soon as Britney's name came up. A flurry of tips poured in from an internet forum I posted on. One message I received read, "Britney is supposedly marrying my husband's first cousin. I don't know him, and they're all crazy. We'll inquire." Inquiring meant getting word to the supposed husband's Auntie Mary, who had neither a cell phone nor email. The message arrived to Auntie Mary by, quote, basically carrier pigeon. And from there, the trail went dead. Herein lies the paradox of Britney Spears. She's impossible to talk to, and yet her every movement is tracked. In 2008, the year Andrea's photo was taken, Britney was the number one celebrity search on the internet. 50 to 100 paparazzi members would follow her wherever she went. Even now, when she's settled into a more domestic life, with lots of time spent at home with her two young sons, paparazzi still photograph her on an almost daily basis. It is because of this that my path forward is now clear. If I can't arrange a meeting with Brittany, my only hope is to run into her in public. And thanks to the crazy amount of paparazzi photos out there, I actually know the place where that's most likely to happen. The mall. Or to be more specific, the Oaks Mall in Thousand Oaks, California, a few miles from Brittany's house. She's been photographed here hundreds of times. Brittany at the Oaks Mall with nice coffee. Brittany at the Oaks Mall with her kids. Brittany at the Oaks Mall in a dress that makes you go, "She looks good." Brittany at the Oaks Mall in a dress that makes you go, "Whoa, she looks good." The photos of Brittany at the Oaks are always taken in the parking lot, never inside the actual mall. I soon find out why. The minute I pull out my recorder, a security guard approaches me.
So, to do the interviews and everything, we just need to talk with our management real quick for the mall itself. Do you know where they're at?
No.
There's an elevator right across the way here. If you go down, right when you come out, you'll see the management office. Just go back there and talk with the receptionist.
Okay.
Feeling like I got sent to the principal, I find the management office and tell them I'm working on a Beat the Heat story. They tell me there's no recording of any kind allowed inside the mall. Everyone in the mall looks like her. Everyone in the mall has seen her. "Poor girl," says the Starbucks guy. "She can't even leave her house without being mobbed." The last time he saw her, he wasn't even able to see her. He just saw the crowd of people around her, blotting her out like a dust cloud. "She loves the attention," says the Cheesecake Factory waitress. It was just so obvious. For example, one time, Brittany received a call on her cell and walked outside to take it. Why would she do that if she didn't want photos taken of her? The waitress says she never would have done that herself. She hates when people stare at her. Her wedding had been very small, with only 50 guests. "She's so nice," says a Topshop sales clerk. His coworker nods slowly and adds, "And tan." They've met her mom. They have opinions about her boyfriend. They lead me to a sales rack and pull out a romper with straps across like an X and back and show me the tag. There's a tiny B drawn on an ink with a circle around it. B for Brittany. This is what she tried on when she was last there. It was on her actual body. They also show me a blue crop top that she bought in another size. The salespeople say Brittany loved the top so much, she wanted to wear it out. They told her they had to remove the security tag, and she draped herself across the checkout counter so they could do so. One of the salespeople lays his own body down to demonstrate. I buy both the romper and the top. I told my client about all the promising leads I'd run down, and how all I had to show for them was a lousy crop top. Just kidding about the lousy part. I'm actually wearing it right now.
Have you guys ever looked into, like, seeing if she's been photographed with other books and what kind of things?
No, I should. Let me text that to Eric. I text one of my investigators, Eric, back in the office. So we want to ask him, can we do a search? Can we do a search on other books Brittany's been seen reading, if any? Okay. He used to be a Britney fan. I was going to, we have
what
like.
He used to be.
Sorry. It took 30 seconds to send the text. It took 30 minutes to convince Andrea that Eric had a lot of other good qualities. Look at this. Okay, so Eric just did a quick search and he said she was on a Read poster telling kids to read Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, but,
yeah. She also read Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
The next two are no surprise to me.
Yeah, the next ones, I actually hesitate to even say out loud because it's a little bit, it seems like a little bit of a barb against her. Power of Now and The Secret. Horse Whisperer. Mm-hmm. My Way, The Four Agreements. That's got to be religious.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Taming Chaos. Sounds like self-help. Pride and Prejudice.
So she reads fiction.
Yeah. Eat, Pray, Love. Candide.
Oh.
That is a curveball.
That is.
But look, she's always seen holding books. 100 Years of Solitude.
Yeah.
Like, they're never in her bag.
Right. Now that I see she carries around books a lot, I feel more like she read it. Because if it was just that one time, then I would be more likely to think that, like, it was just something that got foisted on her that one time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a thing she does. She reads.
I tried to get to Brittany through people she knew. Nothing. Then I tried to get to her through strangers. More nothing. The only option left was to get to her the most old-fashioned way of all. By paying for access. Britney Spears is now 33. For the past year, she's been doing a residence in Las Vegas for her Piece of Me tour. It's been hugely successful and is being billed as her second act. You can buy tickets to that show. And for more money, you can also purchase a meet and greet.
And so then the actual meet and greet happened on the stage.
I didn't picture it like that at all. I thought it would be like in a blank white room.
Totally on the stage. And so there's a screen.
That's so... So you can't even see her while you're waiting for her.
No, you can't. She's behind the screen on the other side, but you can see the silhouette of Britney. You can see the shadow. And you're like watching everyone go up. And I can time it. And I'm seeing like 3 seconds, 3 seconds, 3 seconds. Just like taking the picture, taking the picture. There was no chatting happening.
Oh, God.
Two people were in front of me, right? And I was going to be my turn in two people. And then it was my turn. And so I see her. I walk across the stage.
You must be so nervous.
I just feel like I have a much stronger purpose than everyone else.
Right.
Like my friend was like, I'm not going to tell her. Like he had just found out he was doing a meet and greet. And so you go up to her and she immediately like faces the camera because she's just expecting a picture to be taken.
Right.
And I go, hi, Brittany. I'm Starly. And then she smiled and I said, look, I just have to ask you. And she kept trying to turn to the camera. Like, but I go, look, my friend wrote this book called To Feel Stuff. And you had a picture taken with it in 2008. Do you remember this book?
Oh,
and she looked at me really hard. And she goes, I think it rings a bell. And I'm like, it's like a ghost in an infirmary. She goes, yes, yes. I remember it.
What?
And I said, how did you hear about it? And she goes, my assistant gave it to me.
Oh.
And then I said, did you like it? And she goes, yes. And then she turned to the camera and she said, I loved it.
What?
Yes.
I'm dipping upside down in my chair.